All right. Growing up, I was in Boy Scouts, and we had a very active troop. We did a lot of backpacking, camping, and such. We went up to Sierra quite often. Now, I was a scrawny little guy, and oftentimes my backpack was as big as me. My very first trip, it was actually 25 pounds less than me. All that being said is, on these backpack trips, we'd be gone. Well, we did once a month for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But during the summer, we'd do a week-long trip. And the odd thing I noticed coming back from even my first one all the way to my last one was coming back down out of the mountain, I didn't feel like anything was ever the same again. I mean, it was really weird having a roof over your head. It was really weird sitting in a chair with a back on it, not sitting on the ground all the time when you wanted to rest or relax. Having a table, hot food, being clean again was an amazing thing. But during that week-long trip, you got used to those things. You relied on yourself and the people you were with. I think in many ways there are other things that we go to through in our lives that have the same kind of experience. I know when Janelle had her cancer, the cancer was removed, but the real endurance part of it was going through the chemo. And when that was all done, our lives have been changed forever. It will never be the same again. You know, it's those kinds of experiences, the good things, the bad things, when you get through them, your lives will be changed. It will never be the same again. I read the scripture earlier this week, and I was mindful of that. So I'm going to read it again here. This is a transfiguration of Matthew chapter 17. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led him up to a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before him. His face shone like the sun. His clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I could put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And then at that point is when Jesus was transfigured. But I think what Peter was trying to say is, I don't want to come down off this mountain. You know, can we stay up here a while? Can we provide a place for them? Peter said to Jesus, while he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them, and a loud voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, who I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." And then later, you know, they come down out of the mountain. But I think for those people that were up there witnessing this, you know, life would never be the same for them again. But Jesus, you know, in saying, don't build a shelter here, this isn't what I want you to focus on. What I want you to focus on is going to happen a little bit later. And if we're going to do something to remember that, do this in remembrance of me. You see, for many of us Christians, when we experience Jesus in such a way, all of us have, I think, one way or the other, we can't come down out of that mountain anymore. We can't go back to our normal life anymore. At least we shouldn't. We are God's people now. We come here every Sunday to not only remember that, but to dwell it within us. God, we're yours. I don't want to come down out of that mountain. Can we build a shelter here and stay here for a while? I don't want to have to deal with Monday, to be quite honest. So share this meal with me this morning in remembrance of him. You know, if this is some way to put up a shelter for Moses and Elijah, okay, let's do that. But let's do it in remembrance of Jesus.